Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now back to our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll. This leg is a ballot question sprint. Let's hear from anyone feeling strongly today about any of the New York or New Jersey ballot questions out there. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. On the ballot questions, you know, we focused on four yesterday in our Direct Democracy special on all the ballot questions. New Jersey minimum wage, linking future hikes permanently to inflation, to the consumer price index. That's the big issue there. Casino gambling in New York State, should that be legalized? How are you voting today? 212-433-9692. Raising the mandatory retirement age for judges in New York State from 70 to 80. We already had one caller who mentioned he's voting no on that. And allowing a land swap in the Adirondacks to allow 200 acres of mining in exchange for 1,500 other acres to become protected forest. If you are voting on any of the ballot questions in New York or New Jersey, call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Back to our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit polls. Poll with your ballot question calls right after this. Brian Lehrer, WNYC, with our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll. And now we're going to take your calls on how you're voting on the ballot questions in New York and New Jersey. Our lines are full. You can get in when people finish up at 212-433-WNYC. And Andy in Boonton is going to start us off on this leg. Hi, Andy. You're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for putting me on the air. I voted both for the allowing the veterans to use the gaming money that's collected in New Jersey because I don't think there's enough ways to help those organizations. And I definitely voted tying a minimum wage increase to the Constitution, where I can't imagine people who are voting yes for that are voting for Christie, who vetoed that. So that's what I wanted to say on the air.
Andy, thank you very much. Arthur in Kingsbridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Arthur. How's the Bronx today?
Hey, Brian, it's great to talk to you again. I voted no in New York City against Proposition 1. New York State is already late to the casino game. There are casinos in Connecticut and in New Jersey, and they're both struggling. And now they want to vote, now we want to have more casinos, and we all know how that works. The casinos are going to be legal, and then they're going to say, oh, we need taxpayer money to build these things. And then 5, 10, 20 years later, they're bankrupt, we're out of the money. And the communities are worse than when we started off. And I think it's a horrible, horrible idea. And I'm by no means anti-gambling, but it's too late. And it's just going to be a scam against the taxpayers, and I hate it. And I can't understand why Cuomo is for this. He's got to be lining his pocket.
Cuomo is for it. De Blasio is for it. From the lining the pocket standpoint, you know, one of the critiques of this thing is that not that there's anything illegal going on, but that with this, the casino industry will be an even steadier source of campaign funding as they have things to protect in their expanded business in the state. So all the politicians, and this may be too cynical a way to read it, but some people are saying it, that all the politicians of both parties and both parties' leaders tend to have come out for this, you know, stand to gain. So.
That's because they're thinking with their wallets and not with their minds or not with their brains or their hearts. These guys are filling their pockets with money. It's disgusting.
Thank you for your call, Arthur. Let's go to Aaron in Borough Park. You're on WNYC. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. Just coming from my polling center, Amico, a little shout-out for the Amico on 59th Street. And I just want to tell you, I typically vote for the underdog and clearly the veterans. I think it was number two. Need a hand, and therefore disabled veterans should get whatever assistance we can give them. I think just along those lines, I know it wasn't your question, but I didn't vote for de Blasio, not because I think he's better or worse, simply because Like I said, I vote for the underdog, so I pick a name that really has no chance.
So
time it was Mr. Haddari.
Now, de Blasio voters would say, wait, the real underdogs are all these poor people in New York City who he's going to try to better represent.
He's got 60%. He doesn't need my vote, frankly. But the veterans do. So if you're on the fence, get out there, vote for the veterans.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Now, if you're confused, folks, by the reference to a veterans question in New Jersey and Aaron's to New York, they are two different questions. The one in New Jersey would allow veterans groups to use the proceeds from gambling, basically, from games of chance that they run, to spend on their organizations. The one in New York gives disabled veterans a leg up on civil service applications. So just so you know, those are the two veterans questions, one in New Jersey, one in New York. John in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
How you doing, Brian?
Good.
For however you're going to vote on the New York ballot questions, the print is really small, and a lot of people are going to have trouble reading it. It's the size of the white pages.
It's six-point type.
Right.
It is tiny. You are so right. I voted this morning. And, you know, if I didn't already know those questions because we've reported on them, it would have taken a while to read through them. There's a lot of language there is part of what I'm trying to say. There are a lot of words. But you're right. For anybody who has a reading problem, they're either going to have to, you know, make sure they take their reading glasses with them or hold it up really close to your eyes, whatever works for you. They do offer magnifying glasses.
Well, there's also a better choice than that, Brian. The magnifying glasses are lousy. They're a sheet. They're not really a lens, and they don't do a very good job.
Right. You know, but I used a sample one when they first introduced the optical scan machines. I used a sample one of those as, you know, for reporting on it, and it seemed to work okay. But we've been getting a number of calls today that these basically are sheets that don't magnify very much at all, and people aren't finding them very helpful.
Well,
at least a few people have reported.
There.
Go ahead.
There's a every polling station is supposed to have what is called a ballot marking device. You insert the ballot into a machine, it throws the print onto a screen, and you can make it essentially as big as you want, and then that to mark the ballot. So you use the same paper ballot, you just put it in a machine instead of marking it with a pencil.
I did not know that.
And every polling site is supposed to have one. It's supposed to be up and working. The Board of Elections has not been 100% reliable on that, but in most places they should work, and if not, get them to work, and you can use that.
That is such a good tip. I'm really glad you called. Thank you very much. Do you want to make a case for any of those ballot questions or against now that you've done your public service?
I'm going to vote for both of the land swaps. There are actually two land swaps in the Adirondacks, one in Long Lake and the other one, the mining one that you've been talking about. I understand the controversy, but I think I'm going to vote for both because they both have the potential for getting more land into Forever Wild.
John, thank you very much. And it's the proposition number 5, that's the mining one, that's controversial. I'm not going to really go into it. Again, you can go back and listen to our segment on it yesterday if you want. But I will say environmentalists are split, which is one of the things that makes it complicated. The Sierra Club says vote no, but the League of Conservation Voters says vote yes, because, as John says, they would get 1,500 additional acres to put into the Forever Wild Forest Preserve in exchange for 200 acres that this mining company would be able to expand their work onto. And then they say turn that back to the forest when they're done. So the environmentalists are divided. Read up if you still haven't. Take your best shot. But because it's in the state constitution, everybody around the state, whether you have ever even been to the Adirondacks or not, gets to vote on that. David in Yorkville, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Just taking you off the speaker. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I want to say that I'm going into this election more aware of the details of the various resolutions than I think any election in the past, because I've been listening to your reviews, and it's been very, very helpful.
Thank you.
So basically, I'm supporting all of them except the gambling. And I've worked in the substance abuse field for many years. It seems that people who market products to individuals with dependency issues, they push the goal is to get those individuals to use more of the products because that's the consuming market, and for the state to target the weakest, most vulnerable in order to raise revenues. That and the language of the proposal doesn't even guarantee anything. It says the legislative purpose is promoting job growth, and it says that it will permit local governments local property taxes, not that they will lower them. It's just the wrong thing to do, and I can't support it, and it's unfortunate that the language was challenged in court as being biased in favor of it, and there wasn't time to really review that, so the court didn't take it up. But
so
I hope that people pay some attention to
that. As a substance abuse counselor, your main concern is that there's going to be more problem gambling if there are more casinos.
Of course there is. I mean, if you go to any local candy store in New York and just look at the folks who are standing there buying lottery tickets, they're the poorest, not the wealthiest.
David, thank you for your call. And Fred in Forest Hills, who I think is on the other side of the gambling question. Yes, Fred?
Yeah, I think they should allow the gambling. I'm good. You know, I voted for it, definitely, because I live in Forest Hills, and I see buses lined up here in Fresh Meadows and Bayside and Elmhurst taking all these people up to Connecticut and down to Atlantic City to lose their money or win their money there. Why should New York be kept out? And they should run it like a business, and if they do, if it does well, fine. If the business doesn't do well, hey, it goes out of business. Don't want the state to get involved in it because they did the same thing with off-track betting. Look what happened there. It got packed with political appointees, and it crashed and burned.
And you said you're going to vote no on on raising the retirement age for judges?
70, out the door. They're gone, okay? The way I look at it is our Constitution of the United States has a minimum age for the House of Representatives, for the Senate, and for the presidency.
There's a minimum age.
Yes, a minimum, okay? What's the difference between a minimum and maximum? If you want to argue age discrimination, okay, there
right.
should be neither.
Well, it's not a question of whether it's constitutional or not. It's a constitutional referendum
mm-hmm.
to change the state constitution. So if people vote it, then it's constitutional. But it's a matter of policy. Is it a good idea?
I think it's an awful idea.
These
people, once they get to be 70, ease them out. 70 is a fine mm-hmm. age for retirement. If they want to stay on and for free, okay, they still have their pensions and they want to give advice, then consent to some of the other judges, let them do that in that role.
How about other things? One of the supporters we had on the show yesterday said, and we had a debate on it, we had both sides, but should there be a mandatory retirement age for legislators if you have one for judges?
I think there should be one for, you got a minimum one in the federal constitution. There should be a maximum one.
Fred,
because you get to the point, certain age where you don't want people who are falling asleep during proceedings. And it's happened many times here in New York State.
Fred, thank you for your call. Peter in Queens on the other side of that one. Hi, Peter.
Hi. And like one of the earlier callers said, that show you did yesterday highlighting all the issues, both pro and con, was invaluable.
Thank you.
And that's how I form my opinion. Yeah, I disagree with the previous caller. I think that if the judges are still competent, they should not be forced out the door.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Simple.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Carol in Highland Park. You're on WNYC. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
So I'm weighing in on the minimum wage law here in New Jersey. You know, it has to absolutely get raised. I mean, where it is right now, it's not a livable wage. How could anybody who's working 40 hours a week and take home $280 before taxes live on that, where rents are expensive, gas is expensive, just the cost of living is high in New Jersey? And thank you, Christy, for raising our property taxes yet again. And so it has to be raised to give people a livable wage.
Carol, thank you very much. And you know what? We're going to leave it there. Thanks to all of you who called in with your informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific poll responses on the Election Day ballot questions in New York and New Jersey. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and one more leg to go on our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll. Final chapter, any races other than mayor of New York or governor of New Jersey, okay? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You know, the Nassau, Westchester, and Rockland County executive races are all competitive this year. Who's voting in those? 212-433-9692. 9692. By the way, I really appreciate that some of you got something out of our direct democracy special yesterday where we went down the pros and cons of many of the ballot questions. If you're still deciding in the county executive races, I also interviewed the candidates on the show in Nassau and Westchester last week for 7 minutes each, back to back. And we had a reporter brief us on Rockland. So you can hear those on our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show if you're still deciding. And call in now with who you're voting for there, 212-433-9692. Other races. How about Brooklyn DA? Ken Thompson, who won the Democratic primary over Charles Hines, or Hines, who is trying to survive on the Republican Party line, and I think also the Conservative Party line, 212-433-WNYC. Any competitive New York City Council races or New Jersey legislature races you want to mention? 212-433-9692. And I'll throw this in, too. Anyone in Boston or Minneapolis or Detroit out there this morning or with ties to those cities? They've all got interesting mayoral races today. I heard there were 35 candidates on the ballot in Minneapolis. Woohoo! And if you're voting in one of the other, the one other, I should say, national marquee race today, governor of Virginia, or if you know someone down there who is, you can call in and talk about that. 212-433-9692. So any race other than mayor of New York or governor of New Jersey for the final chapter of our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific election day exit poll. We'll take your calls right after this. WNYC. Don't forget, I'll be anchoring an election night politics special beginning at 8 o'clock tonight on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Join me and the WNYC politics team tonight at 8 until the winners for mayor and governor give their victory speeches. Now to your calls on any election other than for mayor of New York City or governor of New Jersey in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific election day exit poll. How are you voting in any other race in our area or even outside of our area today? 212-433-9692. David in Nassau County. Hi, David. You're on WNYC. Where in Nassau are you?
I'm in Great Neck, Brian.
Just over the border from Little Neck, Queens. Hi.
Yeah, but we're very Nassau County. I voted for Tom Suozzi and Howard Weitzman to get their old jobs back, but I kind of believe that while Weitzman may win for controller, I kind of think that Mangano, the Republican, is going to win.
So you've got a vote for one but a prediction for the other.
Yeah, because I think that Mangano, who you had on the show,
right,
ran a rather skillful campaign about how he reduced taxes, which is technically right, but it's really wrong. Also, for some reason, Suozzi seems to have, well, as you know, he has a personality like a bulldozer, and he gets things done, but whereas Mangano is more soothing. And in the personal kind of thing, it may work against Suozzi and work for Mangano, right, and I kind of think Mangano is going to win, although I hope I'm wrong.
David, voter and pundit from Great Neck, thank you very much. And here's Gene in Rockland County. Hi, Gene. What town or city?
I live in Suffern, and I will be voting today for Ed Day and not David Freed.
Because?
Because even though I got a call last night from Bill Clinton asking to vote for David Freed, I don't know if people remember, but we had Orthodox people that stole from Rockland County. When Bill Clinton left office, he gave them clemency, and the whole Orthodox community voted for Hillary.
All right. With some Orthodox politics, and I don't know that story, so I don't know if somebody stole from who or what that was, but you hear Clinton and some of the Orthodox in Rockland County and Gene voting for Ed Day in reaction to that. So there's one from Rockland. Let's see. Joe in Woodhaven, you've got a city council race that's competitive in that neck of Queens?
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
I'm real excited and happy to be going out and voting today for Lou Simon. After Sandy last year, he's the elected Democratic district leader, and he really kind of helped pull the community together. He helped my mother get her basement flooding fixed, and he's a real great guy. I'm walking into my polling place right now to vote for him.
All right, Joe. Thanks a lot, Marcia in Mayopac. Mayopac, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marcia.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. I am supporting Bernie Kosberg. He's the Democrat who is running for Putnam County Legislature. He's not a politician. He was CEO of a not-for-profit, and we need somebody who has a managerial experience that he brings to it, and who will put an end to the backroom deals that are going on in the Putnam County Legislature.
So now you're really in the weeds as far as most of our voters are concerned, most of our listeners who are south of you. So tell us one thing that's important that everybody can take away from this that the Putnam County Legislature works on.
Well, I would say the most important thing is that when you have only one party in a government at no matter what level, that invites corruption. And I think that that's what's happened here. And it's happened in other places, too. We want more diverse representation in our county.
Marcia, thanks. Happy Election Day. Mary on the Upper East Side has a city council race she's voting in. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Brian. I voted for David Garland as he is opposing the transfer station up at Asphalt Green. And he's a real independent. So go out and vote for David Garland, City Council District 5. Thank you.
Thank you. We should say that's not WNYC's David Garland, right? As far as I know, I'm sure that is not WNYC's David Garland, who does music shows here. So just so there be no confusion, that is not the spinning on air or evening music on QXR, David Garland, just so there be no confusion about that. All right. So let's see, back to Nassau County. Gregory, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gregory. Where in Nassau?
Hello. I'm out in Lynbrook.
Okay.
I voted for Tom Suozzi.
Because?
Because I think Ed Mangano has done a terrible job. You know, he ran on this Tea Party wave that happened in 2009. And meanwhile, he tried cutting all the taxes. He did cut all these taxes. And he left Nassau, and it's been a disaster.
Gregory, thank you. And back to the Rockland County race for somebody voting against Ed Day, who the previous caller said she was voting for. Karen in Rockland. Hi, Karen. What town?
Hi. I'm from Muncie.
Hi.
I am a member of the Orthodox community. I do resent the previous phone caller because I think that smacks of anti-Semitism. Oh, those Orthodox Jews are stealing from us. That's actually the driving force behind the whole Preserve Ramapo row, which is the Republican in Rockland County. I followed up as a result of your reporting this summer on the school board issue.
Yes.
And if you go close to it, they made us sound really terrible. I went out there because I was upset as an Orthodox Jew that this is going on. But I've tried to do things since then as a result of your show, and it hasn't been easy. It's been pretty discouraging. Like, I wrote to the school board. I found different programs going on. That I wrote to somebody. He's got a Shakespeare festival for students. They were going to let the Rockland kids in, even though it's New York City. And nobody follows up. And on the other side, the Preserve Ramapo people, they came and they made a protest at Rockland Kosher Supermarket. And it just, what does that have to do with education? Just to come to our supermarket and walk around with signs. Mm-hmm. If you want to do something about education, then, you know, tutor a kid, encourage library studies, go do some research. I came up with all kinds of things.
And Karen, I obviously am, you know, very concerned about that complicated situation with the school funding there, but I want to keep it on the elections for now. So it's the Democrat in the Rockland County executive race who's considered more Orthodox community friendly. Is that what I'm getting from you and the other caller put together? Karen, you there?
Yes. Yes, can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you again.
Yes, that's correct.
Right, okay. Karen, thank you very much. Hang on a second. My producer wants to ask you a question about East Ramapo. So thank you for your call. And how about John in Glen Rock? Hi, John, you're on the air. Happy Election Day.
Hey, Brian.
What you got?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm doing your my favorite thing to do on your show, which is shameless electioneering. I'm supporting Amy Martin and Sean Brennan in the hotly contested Glen Rock Borough Council race. They came in as write-ins in the primary, and they're up against a 12-year incumbent. And the reason I told you, screener, is incumbents should come to the election and say, this is what I've done for you. This is why I deserve re-election. And these incumbents don't do that. They never do that.
What's the biggest issue to deal with in Glen Rock?
Well, right now it's the it's how to get the revitalize the two block downtown area. It's a cute little tree lined community, and the council all of a sudden says, "Oh, look at all the stores are," and that's sort of a quasi government business thing. But it's really it makes people feel good or bad about the community, and that's what the Amy Martin and Sean Brennan have been focusing on, and a lot of people are interested in it.
Sean, thank you very much. I'm going to leave it there. Merlin in Flatbush, you're on WNYC. Hi, Merlin. What race?
Yes, good one. The Brooklyn District Attorney, Ken Thompson and Charles Hines.
Yes.
I know there's no law against switching parties if you lose, but he's been running as a Democrat all these years.
Hines.
And now because he lost and whatever he's putting out there that Ken Thompson did or didn't do, now he said he's not running for himself, he's running for the people. But if in the primary they did vote you out and they selected Ken Thompson, why are you now back in the race and switching parties? So I'm following that race very closely.
Merlin, thank you very much. And I think Merlin's going to get our last word today for the Election Day 2013 informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show exit poll. If you want to know how it turns out for real, I invite you to join me for an election night politics special tonight that begins at 8 o'clock. And we will continue right up until the winner for governor of New Jersey and the winner for mayor of New York make their victory speeches. So we expect to be on for at least 2 hours, starting at 8 o'clock tonight on WNYC and on New Jersey Public Radio. And don't forget that we're collecting your voter selfies today. Take a photo of yourself outside your polling place and tweet it with the hashtag VoterSelfie, which is now trending on Twitter, I'm told, or you can post it on Instagram. Take your voter selfies outside your polling place and post it on Twitter with the hashtag VoterSelfie. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all of you who called to do some electioneering here, legal electioneering, on The Brian Lehrer Show today. Talk to you tonight, I hope. Have a great afternoon.